I was thinking about a bit where it's like something about how when fat people relapse, it's like there's no spoons in his house. It's like, oh no, is he doing heroin? It's like, no, it's ice cream.
Yeah,
it's all spoons.
I was trying to work
cream.
On a bit about how like I want to be able to hate light skinned ass crackers.
Light skinned
like
ass
pale people?
White people.
Oh, you want to call pale people light skinned ass crackers?
I'm tired of these light skinned ass crackers.
Yeah.
No one can get mad at that.
Northern Europeans.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Scandinavian ass, red bone ass crackers.
Fuck out of here. Nah. Yeah, yeah. I need me a red bone cracker.
A ginger, you just start calling gingers red bones?
It's fucking red bone ass cracker. I'm tired of these light skinned ass, skin, gossamer skin looking like the sock they give you to try on shoes looking ass crackers. Fucking skin talking about half a millimeter thick with your light skinned cracker right. ass.
Oh, yes, bitch.
Ruining the beach.
With your little alabaster ass.
Reflecting your ass on everybody.
Yep, absolutely.
Bringing a whole fucking tent. Like you the Monster Energy, you know, sponsored whatever
tents.
Thing.
Oh, tents. Yeah.
Like you're kiosk. Like you're a local, yeah, like you. My man got his own kiosk. Brought a whole circus tent for him and his light-skinned ass cracker family. That's what
good.
I'm going to be mad about.
I like
about.
That.
Also, another bit I'm working on about how you can get high off saying the N-word. That for white people, we get high. A lot of people know that.
They don't
but
know
the
that,
reason
but
we love
true.
Saying it so much is we get a little buzz.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's why we say it so much at home.
Mm-hmm. And we.
They all of us. And they took away the N-word from us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's left? That's right, fentanyl.
Yeah,
opiates,
and that's
man.
What created the
and
opiate
that's the crisis.
Them
and
that's why
the
Donald Trump became president.
That's right.
So if you don't want Trump as president, you don't want a bunch of doped up white people voting for Donald Trump. Let us blast ends in public. I'm talking Boston Market. Just blast them. Just fucking
Boston
blast them.
Market, huh?
Yeah.
You waiting for that fucking little rotisserie
Dog,
chicken?
It is on the menu. It's part of the ordering process. That's how you
put the N-word?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me get the chicken pot pie, the Cambridge French fries. Oh, and the boo. What is it? You just say it? Oh, and I don't have to pay. I can just say it for free. So I can just keep saying it? Oh, this is great.
I'm going to go vote for a progressive candidate now, mm-hmm. now that I got that out of my system.
That's my free love movement, is free the
free
N-word.
N?
Free the N-word.
The free N movement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
I'm telling you,
fun.
Man. You let us blast ends at KB Toys.
Yep.
Just going in there. Not
out of
no
business.
No child. I don't even have a child.
Absolutely.
Just
not.
Go in there blasting ends.
It's out of business.
Guess who I'm voting for? That's right. Hillary Clinton. Jim Webb. I'll give you Jim Webb.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'll vote for Kasich. John Kasich.
Kasich. Kasich goes in.
I blast two ends a day, John Kasich. Four ends a day, Jim Webb.
Okay.
Unlimited ends a day, Hillary Clinton.
Whoa.
Wow.
Maxine Waters. I'm writing in Maxine Waters. If every single word I say is full bore blasted in. Like I'm trying, like I got a mining company and we're going through the mountains using the N-word. Blasting the rocks with the N-word. Until we get to that sweet natural gas.
Hell yeah, dude. Then you just huff that.
Yeah.
Scientists
say it's better for the environment than fracking, but is the new N-blasting method of finding natural gas bad for society?
Dude, there's a lot of
I mean, I don't understand how it works, to be honest with you. I just know it's wrong. Look, I can't tell you, and I know that seems like liberal bullshit,
I know, I'm
right?
a physicist.
That I shouldn't just be opposed to a type of drilling, but I'm pretty sure screaming the N-word at rocks... That can't be good. It's not good for the communities. It's not good for the people that live in those towns.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was out of work for years, and when this happened, I just knew my calling was about I've been calling my nephew that for free,
mm-hmm.
and so I figured I'd do it now, and I get a health insurance plan out of it.
But the results are catastrophic. Take a look at Centralia, Pennsylvania, a town overcome by over N-word usage. It's unlivable now, even by white people, because it's too racist.
They live 1,000 feet below sea level now.
Every time somebody put up a building, I just yell the N-word. Yeah, it's fun watching it go down.
Yeah.
They blast.
They're calling it N-11. And it's the greatest tragedy since the real 9/11.
Damn, dude. Yeah, we should harvest N-word technology, clean N-word technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's like...
Would there be dirty and clean?
Right.
ER and A?
That was like a deleted scene from Independence Day. Like the aliens come, and then Bill Pullman's like, I know how to handle this.
On three, the whole world. The whole world has the same like,
N-word. Well, there's the general that's like, let's call him the N-word. Let's call him the N-word right now. Sir, I've been in this army for 52 years, and I'll tell you the answer is calling those aliens the N-word. Let's use the N-word on them.
Why do you think we lost NAM? Yeah, they wouldn't let me scream
just
the N-word.
Let us do our damn job, sir. Let us do our job. They use the N-word at the aliens. They're like, it has no effect. At 12 o'clock tonight, the combined military forces of the world will point megaphones at the mothership and unleash our most powerful weapon against the aliens. For today is our Independence Day.
There you go.
Our dependence on the N-word.
Damn. Very nice. We should end the episode there, man. Yeah. That's,
yeah, I'll tell you, dog.
Independence Day, brother.
That's what the red phone's
for. We're
going to
do 4 o'clock. I said, let's do noon. I'm fired up. Noon. Imagine how much better this would be if you got me that fucking coffee.